NRQ Morning Show.
Everyone pay attention.
Can I have your attention, please?
With Rock and Emma.
Get up now. Right now.
Somebody get me some coffee.
I was just entertaining the people on the morning drive.
Only on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Alternative 103.7 KNRQ. Good Tuesday morning. It's the NRQ Morning Show. I'm rocking ass Emma.
What's up, dude?
What's happening, man?
How was your weekend?
All right.
Mine was awesome.
It was adequate.
Okay.
And an adequate weekend.
And safe travels, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, man.
Good.
Got to see my cousin and cousin-in-law, I guess. That's
okay.
How that works.
Yeah, that is how it works, I guess.
I don't. It's just my cousins.
But
I saw them. Saw my little nephew.
Oh, how old is he?
He's 15 or 16 months now. Last time I saw him,
my goodness.
He was quite a bit smaller. Like, he's walking and talking now,
oh,
and he's
yeah.
watching football.
I was trying to talk you into liking him. That's right.
I
now,
enjoy
is
him.
Is he growing on you?
He is.
How cute.
I like my
it's
little
adorable.
Nephew. Saw him. Saw my older brother and his wife. Basically, pretty much everybody for the family for the Labor Day weekend.
Nice. I went down to Grants Pass, and you know how I don't have a top on my vehicle. So
I do know that.
It's already kind of a rough ride, and it takes more gas, and you got to, you know, just got to be ready. Be in the elements at 70 miles an hour, or ish. And so so I got down there on Saturday, had the best Saturday night, honestly, that I can think of ever. And I'm not just trying to be dramatic, like, oh my God, I had the best Saturday night ever. I literally had the best Saturday night. I was with three of my very, very, very good friends, my OG group of boys, and it was awesome. It was very awesome. So,
how awesome was it?
It was amazing. Went and started a fire for him, and because he got married out at this awesome park, kind of removed from the town, and so we got an RV for the night before for the guys, including me, and just went out and I started a fire and we were just messing around the campfire forever and laughing so hard. It was great. On the way back, because I stayed for the wedding. Oh, yeah, and I ended up DJing the wedding instead of just doing the interludes. So I didn't know I was going to do that. I was pretty nervous about screwing things up, especially while she walked down the aisle. I didn't want to hit up Gangsta's Paradise accidentally.
Could have been disastrous. I mean?
Could have been terrible. So that went well. And then I left that night. It was like 10:30. I got on the road. On the I-5, had two hooded sweatshirts. Actually, these two. I put my hood on and, like, pulled the strings so tight I looked like Kenny from South Park and just did it. It was... I could not wait to get home. I almost ran out of gas. It's the middle of the night. I'm freaking freezing. But I got home, and it was pretty fun, actually. So
glad you had a good time.
Yeah.
Had a good time Friday night as well. Thanks to everybody who showed up to try to grab yourself some tickets for the Duck Game Saturday. Then hanging out at... Tailgate Central down there at Autzen with the Army.
How was that?
It was a good time on Saturday.
It's always a good vibe down there.
Yeah, man. The weather was optimum. Like 71 degrees kickoff time.
Yep.
No rain.
Were you able to stay for the game?
I stayed for a little bit of it. I stayed for through the first quarter and then shook like a leaf. Had to get on the road and got out of there. Right. Saw Al. Al actually came down on Friday night too. Hung out for like an hour down there at the Gateway Tap House.
Weird.
That it was.
Did you tell him hot chicks go there?
I didn't tell him a thing. Literally, I'm just sitting there out of nowhere, and he walks in. He's like, "What's going on, hot chick?" I was like, "What are you doing here, bro? Can I not shake you?
What are you doing here?"
Yeah, like this is me time.
Can I not shake you?
He just sits down.
That's so funny.
Has himself a drink, chills for like an hour, and then he's like, "All right, I'm gonna shake him and go to the M's game."
You're like, "No, right. Stay."
Godspeed.
Drive safe.
He looks like he broke his yoga mat, and she looks like she'll beat you up.
I don't really want any part of that. That sounds like pure nonsense to me.
It's Rock and Emma.
I've heard about you.
The NRQ Morning Show.
We could just try it.
On Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
If you think online dating is less about meeting someone perfect and more about getting as many dates as possible, then this list is for you.
Okay.
or if you want a catfish. A new study dating profiles and found the most common things people put in their profiles. So if you put these things in your profile, in theory, it should make you more compatible with way more people, even though you're lying. Still might give you an edge.
Uh-oh. Well, until they...
find out you're lying.
Right, that whole thing.
This list is from Female First, and they say, for style of humor, you should say it's dry. Apparently, chicks are into Dennis Leary.
Like, they are suggesting they put it on their page because guys like it? Is that what they're saying?
No. They're saying, like...
when they see dry.
This is the most popular, men and women. So okay. These will be the most popular responses. So if you want to try to increase more people...
Trying
to get with you.
So both sexes say dry.
That's what they're saying. Again, according to Female First.
Well, that sounds interesting.
Is that right? Trying to be dry? Is that what you're doing?
I'm not very dry, though.
Favorite type of book? Autobiographies.
I like stories about myself.
Nothing that stimulates me more than the biography of FDR.
I like the biography I wrote about myself. Would you like to? It's an autobiography is what they call it.
Number 5 on this list, favorite type of music. They say you should list rock and pop.
Okay. Is that because they're starting to blend?
It could be. They're one of the same now.
Okay.
Favorite pet.
Annoying. Okay.
Dog. That's a no duh.
That makes sense. Because if you put cat, you know.
Or koala.
You're just opening yourself up for all sorts of, no hits, I guess.
Right?
Yeah.
Number 3, nobody wants to date a cat person.
Well, I love cats, but if you hit up like that, and my favorite cat, or my favorite animal is cat. I'm like, well, I mean, that's okay. All right.
Favorite type of TV shows and movies, they say you should put down comedies.
Laughing's fun.
It is a good time.
For sure, I'd prefer to laugh than watch... Well, I mean, I like all sorts of movies, but I would much prefer to laugh over sitting there on a date with some sort of strange movie to watch. You know what I mean?
Now, their favorite social activity that they've got listed here seems to be a bit vague.
Don't say Pokemon.
No, it's just going out with friends.
Okay. That could mean anything.
Right?
Going out with friends could include a stupid criminal story, because a lot of people are going out with friends and then they steal a car. Or it could mean... you're going out with friends to lunch, or it could mean you go to the bar a lot with friends and get wicked wasted and you're one of those people.
They say favorite type of restaurant, Italian. So if you put these things down there.
That makes sense.
They're saying, should increase your matches, your connections.
The comedy and the Italian, that makes sense to me.
Italian, you can never go wrong with Italian.
Yeah, and there's all sorts of
different.
Pretty solid. Yeah, definitely.
Man, like ate me some Italian this weekend.
Did you? What'd you have?
Lasagna.
Oh, I love lasagna.
Yeah, man. My mama made it.
Did she?
Yeah, she did. She made the hell out of that lasagna.
Is there a bunch of, what does she make, like a vegetarian?
She does just for me because she knows that I got like acid reflux, so the red sauce be messing with me.
Plus, yeah, that's true. Plus, you haven't been eating tons and tons of meat. When you do, it seems to mess with
you. She needs to like, I love my mom, but yo, stop telling me to eat. You're smaller than me now.
Stop telling me to eat.
And you're just
eat.
All day... would you eat? Like, literally, within an hour and a half of showing up, every 2 minutes. Rock, I got some sandwiches in here. What's with you and the effing sandwiches, Mom?
I cut them into triangles like you like.
Man. You want some pickles? I got some sauerkraut. We got cheese, turkey, rosemary. Mom, I just walked in the door. I love you, but let me just chill. You got to eat.
What is she?
Like, no, I got to live, Mom.
Did you say, Mom, why don't you eat? You're tiny.
I did. I hit her with that. It's like, you're smaller than me. You eat.
But you're my son. I got to take care of you.
Yeah.
Are we doing sports?
Yeah, let's do that. Colin Kaepernick's jersey sales have skyrocketed since he began his national anthem protest. A few weeks back, he had the 20th best-selling jersey on the San Francisco 49ers team site. Now he has the number 1, number 2, and number 5 most popular 49ers jerseys.
Burning material.
That's what I thought. Overall, his jersey is the 5th bestseller in the NFL, and people probably aren't buying the new jerseys just to burn them because they cost $100 each.
I don't know. It's worth it for some people.
Could be, yeah, man. By the way, Colin is still just a backup, as some people expected. He made the team's roster, but Blaine Gabbert was named the starter. Colin was benched for Gabbert back in November of last season.
I didn't think about that. Do you think that's part of it? I know it's a cause and he's doing it. But do you think that's part of it where he's feeling like in the shadow all of a sudden and he's trying to get noticed a little bit more? Like, well, I'm going to take a stand by not standing, everybody. Don't forget about me.
That's what I was saying during the Lenny Dykstra interview. That's my whole thought process on this. It was this to me. Because where was your activism when all this was going on? It wasn't until you realized your team did not want you. Your role was in jeopardy in that organization that then all of a sudden you became this voice.
Yeah, when your spotlight started to fade a little bit.
And for somebody who's making so many millions to be so oppressed, what are you doing with all those millions? Yeah, you donated a million, but bro, I mean, if we're oppressing you that bad and that's oppression money, shouldn't you be giving that out?
That makes it even
Why
more
are you
frustrating
keeping it?
To get paid to just play a game and you're going to sit there like you are eight, pouting.
Yeah, man, and it's to the point now where I believe the actual police department still is not threatening to boycott, but they're trying to avoid a boycott because they really don't feel like going and providing
him.
Security for someone who is out there slandering them.
Yeah. Oh, God, I don't blame
them.
So
now there's got to be a mediation between the front end people at the San Francisco 49ers and the local police department to try to get them to give them security again.
Didn't even think about that.
You're listening to Rock and Emma.
Yuckity yuck!
Hey, at least one of them's funny. We're not sure which one that is, but
might be easier if they were in jail.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
103.7 KNRQ.
Top 10 albums in the country. We've got Barbara Streisand. She scored her 11th number one album on the Billboard 200 with Encore Movie Partners Sing Broadway. That ties with Bruce Springsteen for the third most. The only artists that had more are the Beatles with a record 19 chart toppers and Jay-Z with 13. So after Barbara, we've got Florida Georgia Line at number two. Their new Dig Your Roots debuted there. And Britney Spears' new album Glory debuted at number three with 111,000 copies. Drake and Views came in at four. Frank Ocean and Blonde came in at five. And the Suicide Squad soundtrack, which is awesome, came in at number six. Beyonce Lemonade still in the top 10. Young Thug debuted. Jeffrey came in at number eight, 37,000 copies. Rihanna with Anti comes in at nine. And 21 Pilots still in the top 10, hanging on at number 10.
Woo. Hanging in there, man.
Yep, that's awesome. And the horror flick Don't Breathe topped the box office for a second straight week, pulling in $19.6 million over the four-day weekend. Looks like not a lot of people went to the movies over Labor Day weekend. Suicide Squad came in at number two, though. It's up to $300.2 million in its fifth week. It made $12.8 over the weekend.
And that's also just domestically, too. That's they're 700-something, I think, worldwide. Woo. Yeah. Pretty good.
Pete's Dragon came in at number three. Kubo and the Two Strings at four. Sausage Party came in at five. War Dogs at six. Bad Moms at seven. And the new movie called The Light Between Oceans debuted at number eight. Hell or High Water came in at nine. And Mechanic Resurrection came in at number 10.
And also, too, saw that Suicide Squad has passed Man of Steel, which was the biggest DC movie so far, dollar-wise.
Wow.
So
very cool. It is new release Tuesday. Today's DVD releases include Now You See Me 2, Honey 3 with Cassie and Footloose stud Kenny Wormald, and George Clooney and Julia Roberts' thriller Money Monster. I still want to see that. And the Kevin Bacon horror movie The Darkness.
All right.
Our buddy there.
KB.
All right. This is that's what he wants us to call him.
Is that what I got in the MO?
Yeah, dude. He's got nicknames for us. We got nicknames for him. It's really a beautiful thing. It's really a nice friendship.
I mean, the nickname he had for you didn't seem so beautiful, but I'm going to just take it.
It's better than what you guys call me, so I'm fine. The Philippines isn't considered a first world country, but apparently they do have first world problems. Of course, Steve Harvey botched the end of the last pageant, announcing Miss Colombia as the winner when it was really Miss Philippines. The next pageant is happening in the Philippines in January, and the controversial president of the Philippines said, nope, I do not want Steve Harvey hosting. He can't do it. He can't host, and that's my problem. I don't want him to be the host of Miss Universe. That's going to be an uphill battle because Steve is under contract for like the next four pageants. So he signed a 5-year deal before his screw up last year, and there's no indication that he will be replaced. So that's interesting. Wait, it's quite a welcoming feeling for him going over there. The president doesn't want you there, and he's talking all sorts of crap about you. They might hire a Philippines or a host from the Philippines, like a chick host.
So that way, Steve don't have to do that one?
So it balances out, I guess. Because he still has, he's got his contract.
I hope they do, and then I hope she gets it wrong, too.
That would be so funny.
Teach them a thing or two over there in the Philippines.
Plus, they got a lot more pub than they would have.
Yeah, man.
And he's...
Chow tripping for it.
Right? So stupid. On NBC, we've got America's Got Talent. On CBS, the 2-hour second season finale of Zoo and the 3rd season finale of Bachelor in Paradise on ABC. The 4th season finale of Mistresses on ABC, followed by the... Oh, and the 11th season finale of Hard Knocks on tonight, HBO.
Yeah, man. It's that's a great way to tell that season just a couple days away when Hard Knocks wraps.
Yep. Jimmy Fallon. We'll be talking to Clint Eastwood if he stops talking to the stool next to him. Molly Shannon and Mike Posner will be on Jimmy Kimmel, or Fallon as well. Jimmy Kimmel as Andy Samberg, and then Stephen Colbert as Harry Connick Jr. and Group Love will be on Colbert. Jeff Ross will be on Trevor Noah's show.
Did you watch the Rose last night?
Damn it!
I'll take that as a no.
Damn it!
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's not like a damn it as in yes, I did.
I'm very dry.
Allegedly going to get you somewhere.
So I'll be looking that up.
You know, they say 6 a.m. is too early to get stoned.
Is that marijuana?
Clearly, the memo really hadn't been passed on to Rock and Emma.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's the NRQ Morning Show.
Ba-bam!
On Alternative 103.7, KNRQ. KNRQ.
To celebrate Labor Day, Skate World in Springfield hosted Kids Day. They had a special with free cotton candy for kids.
What? I totally missed that.
I know. That's what I'm telling you.
So mad. To rub it in my face?
Yeah.
Look what you missed.
Yeah. Oh, free cotton candy. Man. Although Skate World is still for sale, the GM said the roller rink remains open. And yes, Emma, you can still book parties or drop in for a spin.
All right.
Skate World said to be on the lookout for fall events and specials.
And Emma.
This woman is filled with passion and rage, totally misguided, unfocused, and sloppy passion and rage. But nonetheless... 19-year-old Carmen Chambly from Clearwater, Florida, wanted to get revenge on her ex last week, so she set his old white Honda Accord on fire.
Oh, man.
Just one problem. Like 14 other billion people in the world, they have old white Honda Accords, and the one she set on fire was not his.
There's a lot of them out there.
The other problem? There's a security camera that got perfect footage of her doing the deed.
Right before someone comes out and goes, dude, what happened to my car? Why is it on fire?
Unfortunately, there is no audio, but I mean, I could clearly see her walking around making sure that fire spreads. She's throwing more little like a... looks like trash into the back of the trunk where she started the fire.
Kindling.
She's really trying to make this thing go.
Oh, man.
She was arrested in charge of second degree arson. And she's got no shame in her game. She's looking around like, ooh, what else can I throw in this trunk to get it going real hot?
Should I burn a different car now?
Got to get this fire up a couple more degrees.
Really, I've got a real high off this.
Let's jump into some sports,
man. I didn't
realize
how much I like this.
It looks like Colin Kaepernick's not the only problem for the 49ers because 49ers fullback Bruce Miller was arrested for allegedly attacking two men, including one who was 70.
Whoa.
TMZ Sports confirmed Miller was busted for aggravated assault, elder abuse, threats, and battery.
It's not a fair fight at all.
Bail was set at $178K, which he did post, and he also was released from the 49ers. The altercation went down early yesterday morning after Miller, cops said that he was drunk, tried to enter a room occupied by an elderly couple at Fisherman's Wharf Marriott Hotel. When a neighboring guest, the couple's son, told Miller he was at the wrong room. That's when he decided to charge at him.
What the?
When the 70-year-old's father came to the son's defense, Miller punched him square in the face, breaking several of the man's bones.
Didn't go try the door across the hall, maybe?
Nope.
That'd be stupid.
Right?
Who does that? They must be in the room, in his room.
They're just
room,
playing with him.
And they're just, yeah. They're
he doesn't
now,
like that.
Now they're just playing chicken with him.
Both men needed to be taken to the hospital. Miller fled, but cops tracked him down across the street. At another hotel where he was arrested. Wonder if he found the right room there.
Maybe it was there.
The 49ers released a statement saying, quote, the San Francisco 49ers organization is aware of the media report regarding Bruce Miller. We are gathering the relevant facts of this matter and will continue to monitor the situation. And the facts they gathered must have been good because a couple hours after that statement, They drop the hammer and cut him loose.
You think these old people are just breaking into rooms and then refusing to leave? How does
it's
he think they got in
there?
It's all
part of this game to play with you.
Get out of
They're
here, you guys.
They're all in on this together.
Yeah, everyone's calling everyone. Just don't let him in
Bruce,
any rooms.
Bruce's on his way up. Let's get him, guys. You ready? Let's go. Swarm, swarm, swarm.
I wonder why my key doesn't work either. It's not your room, Bruce.
It's across the street.
I swear to God.
It's that hotel over there.
You didn't even make reservations.
Man.
You don't have a room.
Struggle so real sometimes. I don't know. Chip Kelly must be just pulling his hair out right now.
Yep.
He's like, can I live? Really? Guys, that's all I'm trying to do.
I just
want to
coach
live.
A football team and make them good.
Mornings on Alternative 1037 KNRQ. Filled with tons of music,
news, sports,
celebrity sleaze, music news, and more.
Yep, including these disasters with names.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
It's Rock and Emma in the morning on Alternative 1037 KNRQ.
In Touch Weekly. It's going to have to change their name to Not So In Touch Weekly. Britney Spears wants the media to know she's going after you if you tell lies about her, and she's starting with In Touch.
All right.
TMZ has obtained a scathing letter Britney's lawyer wrote to the honchos at In Touch, warning them not to publish a story they're pushing about Britney allegedly acting erratic at last month's MTV Video Music Awards and, quote, talking and laughing to herself and using a British accent, end quote. Yeah, maybe 5 years ago, but I don't think this time. According to the letter, the magazine notified Britney's rep the story will run. Britney's lawyers say it's utterly false, highly defamatory, and completely offensive to Miss Spears. A source connected with Britney tells TMZ the singer and her team are sick made-up stories, especially in the face of how hard she's worked to turn her life around, which is understandable. They say if the story runs, they will absolutely sue the magazine, adding this will be the first of many lawsuits to stop the lies. So coming soon, Not So In Touch.
All right.
Weekly. All right, TMZ stole our Criminal Minds Kardashian-Jenner chart idea. You see that?
I did. Feel some type of way about it. I mean, I'm glad somebody finally took the initiative to do it, but I mean, I felt like it was our thing.
It was. It was totally our thing.
Like, you even went to the craft store and everything. Yarn on, yarn
now,
on, yarn.
Now we're, what
are we
going to
do with
that?
All these thumbtacks?
Man, we got so many thumbtacks, so much yarn. Well, they did make it a little more confusing, so maybe we could make one and show them how it's done. Imagine, they say, if Tyga even knocked up Kylie, it would create some pretty kooky family relationships, if they're not already kooky enough, with King and his soon-to-be sibling at the center of it all. Now for your headache, Tyga has a kid with Blac Chyna, who's named King. And Blac Chyna's friends with Amber Rose, who happens to be Kanye's ex. That's just a fun fact. Tyga and ex Blac Chyna did have King. He'll be half-brother to Rob and Chyna's unborn kid. Tyga then becomes an uncle to King's new half-sibling by virtue of Rob and Kylie's sibling relationship. If Tyga and Kylie had a kid, they'd have King, another half-sibling. Tyga and Kylie's hypothetical kid would be half-cousins with Rob and Blac Chyna's kid.
Why don't these kids just, like, speak up?
Rob would... What, the kids?
Yeah.
They're tiny.
I know, but...
Well, one's not born yet.
I feel like if the kids all went to the parents like, yo, do y'all see what you're doing to us?
I have a feeling in, like...
This is weird.
In, like, 10, 15 years, they're going to have a lot of questions.
There's going to be so many conversations ahead.
Because it's... Rob would be King's stepdad and an uncle to Tyga's and Kylie's kid, with Blac Chyna as aunt to King's half-sibling. All clear? Are we all clear, guys?
You got family, that? Man. It is something else.
It is a pretzel of drama.
Man.
Chevy Chase has entered rehab for what his rep calls a tune-up. He's at the Hazelden Addiction Treatment Center in Minnesota. The rep says he wants to, quote, be the best that he can be. There's no word what he's been up to. Chevy is 72 back in 1986. When he was 43, he went to the Betty Ford Clinic for a painkiller addiction, which is very ironic because he used to mock President Gerald Ford on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
So that's a cute little connection there. That's a tune-up, though.
Yeah, just a tune-up. That's still so, like when they're on vacation, they're all sitting around at the table at the little bed and breakfast, and the guest comes out. Can I join you guys? No, I'm out of here. Or whatever it was he said to
him. He was saying something like, it's nice to relax, don't have much to do and stuff, and then this guy comes in.
Just trying to do what a bed and breakfast is.
And I think before that, they come in and remember, as they're walking in, that family walks out, that... guys, that's the worst owner ever, worst bed and breakfast ever. And they're like, oh, no. Yeah. And you don't even know as the viewer that it's Chevy Chase. Then they sit down and around and he's saying how great it is. And then someone comes in, can we get some help? Leave us alone, we're talking, or something Get the F out of here. That was funny.
Beverly D'Angelo looked like she had some work done, too, since last I seen her. Like, her face, like, it looked frozen, if that makes sense. Like, there wasn't a whole lot of movement going on there.
Yeah, it looked like she had a little bit of work done, some on her lips, too. Definitely.
The collagen or something.
Yeah, I noticed that, too. Richard Dreyfuss got into a nasty wreck on Thursday, but somehow he escaped unharmed. He crashed into a parked truck in Redondo Beach, California, and seriously jacked up his ride. There's no word what caused the accident. Maybe the parked car jumped right out in front of him. They'll do that.
Ask Johnny Manziel.
Meanwhile, at least Richard Dreyfuss is not saying it wasn't him. They're like, sir, we're getting you out of the car right now. It wasn't me. I don't even know what you're talking about.
It was Mr. Holland. His opus.
It was the one-armed man. Swear to God. It was a black guy over there. See you later. Meanwhile, TMZ caught up with Richard earlier in the week, and he said he stepped away from Hollywood because he was bored. But he had to come back because he ran out of money, which I think is kind of half joking. It's hard to tell what exactly he stepped away from, according to the IMDb page. He's been working pretty steadily since the 60s. He did the Madoff special. That was good. But lately, can't think of anything that he has
been. I think Madoff was probably the last thing he did.
Yeah. And someone wrecked a Justin Bieber sand sculpture. Police in Syracuse are looking for the person who destroyed a Justin Bieber sand sculpture at the New York State Fair.
Shouldn't they be looking for the person who made the Justin Bieber sand sculpture? I feel like that's the crime here.
Looks like they got away scot-free. So you're saying this person did everyone a service?
I would think.
Well, I don't think he's naked in it, thank God. I don't think it's one of those.
Well, if it was naked, we know who at least
his dad paid to get
the sculpture made.
The sculpture commemorates several attractions that have been featured at the fair over the years, including Steve Martin, Charlie Daniels, Frank Sinatra, and the Gravedigger monster truck. And then Justin Bieber, who's no longer with us.
You're listening to Rock and Emma.
Ruined everything.
Oh, come on. Everything's not ruined.
Guys, everything's ruined.
Hey, at least one of them's funny. We're not sure which one that is, but...
Rock and Emma. Mornings on Alternative
103.7 KNRQ.
Dictionary.com came up with the five words we mispronounce most. Technically, it's the words we use most but have a hard time with. They based it on how many people click the audio button next to a word online to see how to pronounce it.
Okay.
So coming in at number five, espresso. A lot of people say espresso, but there's no X in there, so stop that.
Yeah, when I was little, I thought it was espresso. I thought volleyball was volleyball, too, though.
I'm sure in India it is.
Nice.
Prerogative.
Prerogative. It's my prerogative.
It's starts with a pre, so it's prerogative, not prerogative. Prerogative.
Prerogative. Yeah.
Like Prague, but with a...
Yeah, that's true.
Prerogative.
Prerogative. Rogative.
Sound it out. Do we need to clap it out like syllables?
Prerogative. I can't say it. Prerogative. Prerogative.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's my prerogative.
Yeah.
Yes. It. Bob Brown.
People say what do they say?
They say prerogative.
Oh, okay.
It's pre, not per.
Right.
So they say prerogative.
That's close. That's real. That's nitpicky. It really is.
It's kind of a douchey thing to analyze him.
What's her name? Streisand. Barbara Streisand on there?
No.
Oh.
It will be next year.
She called Surrey.
She did. She had some words.
Yeah.
Number three on this list, Em, reservoir. People ignore the second R and say reservoir like I do. But it's reservoir. I'm not going to be able to nail this word. I'm going to say it how I want to. Dictionary.com.
A lot of people say reservoir.
Yeah, man. Number two on this list. Mischievous.
Mischievous?
That's how a lot of people pronounce it. Mischievous.
Yeah.
But that's pronouncing it wrong. It's just mischievous.
Really?
Yeah.
Mischievous.
It's three syllables, not four.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I feel like it's mischievous.
That's perfect. It is mischievous.
Number one on this list, coupon.
Oh.
A lot of people say coupon, which is okay if you're in America, I guess, but apparently we're the only ones to say it that way. So, coupon.
It's not coupon, it's coupon.
Correct.
Okay. Cowpon. Is it Cowpon?
No.
Cowpon, coupon, Cowpon.
New coupon.
Coupon.
There it is.
Okay.
You figure that out. Got that one locked in stone.
I just like that guessing game with the heated, headed.
What am I? I feel like I'm supposed to say something
what,
here.
What are you? I don't know.
So
I'm bad with rural. I'm bad with anything that's got a lot of R's,
rural?
Especially like real world. Yeah, I can't. It's hard for me.
Well,
I used to have a little speech therapist when I was like in first grade.
I did too.
Hammer. I'd say hammer.
Maybe he would make me touch the tip of my tongue to my nose and then give me raisins.
Are you sure
my
that
mom
was,
said that was?
Are you sure that was speech therapy?
Yeah, that's what they told me. But my mom has since had questions
or
about
did you
that.
You just have a super special babysitter.
I mean, like the first couple of times too, to like figure out how to do it. Like it was weird because he would actually like grab my tongue and try to like put it to the tip of my. And I've always felt there was something off about that.
Is that because you were behind the wall ball after school? Sir, do you know what you're doing? My tongue. Wait, are you sure?
Can I have a raisin? That's all I want is raisins in my mouth. Let's do, sports. Okay, Dez Bryant, you need to listen up because Terrell Owens, the king of quarterback relationships, has some advice for you, and that is to get very friendly with Dak Prescott because he says that new quarterback could be your new meal ticket.
Who does T.O. not have advice for?
You know, that's what T.O. need to do. Just go get some of that Steve Harvey money. Have yourself a lifestyle show.
That would be fun.
That would
at
be
least one of his shows.
Amazing.
That would be great.
TMZ got Terrell out in Manhattan Beach, talked with him about the state of things in the Big D, where Tony Romo is out and a new young gunslinger is in. And that's when T.O. dropped some NFL knowledge, telling their camera girl. And again, I play you the audio, except for they got them out on the beach. There's tons of background noise going on. The ocean's crashing.
Yeah.
T.O. told the camera girl if Dez knew what was good for him, he'd focus on building chemistry with Prescott because Tony Romo probably done for good.
As we've been saying.
Yeah, man. It's not a very easy injury to come back from, let alone how many times this dude has had those back injuries on top of the broken collarbone. Like
on top of the fact that his play has decreased a lot.
Good.
Yeah, he hasn't been that good for a while. I mean, I kind of saw this coming last season.
Well, and we were talking off air too a little bit about just how quick people are to rush. Like they were saying this weekend, oh, Tony Romo should be back by week 10. For what? He just broke his back for like the third time in his career.
Let's just call
let
it a day.
Let him rush. Or excuse me, don't let him rush. Let him rest.
Yeah, let's just.
Stop talking about week 10. Like, let him have a full year to get to 100%. Maybe then you'll see the Tony Romo y'all thought you had all this time. But the dude is literally.
Or not, yeah.
Just coming off of injury after injury after. He's never been 100% since he was a rookie in the league.
They got to accept it. They do, or they're going to be even more screwed.
Man, and Tony Romo is not going to do his own future any good by just trying to rush back out there because that's what the coaches want.
Like, yeah, I'm sure he knows if he. If he's done now, he's done for good.
Yeah, man.
I'm sure he's hanging on.
It's going to be a very, very interesting season for the Cowboys. You got the potential for the pass into the guard between Tony Romo and Dak Prescott. You also got a wide-open NFC East where anything is possible. So, football's back, though, man.
Yep.
Games return Thursday night with Thursday Night Football. We'll tell you more about that coming up on the NRQ Morning Show.
If you woke up to a hangover but didn't really drink the night before, you must be listening to Rock and Emma.
Yeah, thank you for pointing that out.
The NRQ Morning Show on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Green Day are embarking on a world tour to support their forthcoming album, Revolution Radio, out October 7th. But instead of playing arenas and massive stages like they have in the past, they'd like to do this anyway. I don't know why anyone's surprised, but it says they will hit smaller, intimate club stages in North America and Europe. Stops will include shows in Los Angeles, New York, Washington, D.C., and Boston over here, and then they're going to go all sorts of other places all around the world. None of the dates are close to us, but still pretty cool, and they do like doing the intimate shows. They like the smaller venues, so makes sense. Green Day will then lead, or let's see here. Oh. Going to Europe in January, it looks like, to perform the dates through February and then select dates in June at Germany's Hurricane and Southside Festival. So they're going to be over there for quite a while.
And then I have a feeling they will be back here for an epic summer tour.
Of course. Plus, they will stop by. They love us. They have to. Metallica have released a behind-the-scenes video of the filming of their new music video for Hardwired, the debut single off their forthcoming album Hardwired to Self-Destruct. Hardwired Behind the Video shows the band setting up the video shoot, which took place at a high school gymnasium in California. The band says the concept for Hardwired Video was, quote, a good old-fashioned, chaotic, gritty, dirty performance of perhaps the most ripping, supercharged, and thrashiest song Metallica has ever written since the 80s, but with a twist. This video was to be one take, end quote. One shot, no edits, no nip, no tuck. One continuous shot captured by the camera going counterclockwise around the performing band with the song's chaos and energy being reflected by a flashbulb strobe-like lightning effect that'll give you some sort of seizure, making it look like a series of distorting fast edits. But in truth, they say being nothing but the sword, it's one take. See, remember when I told you about that Phoenix video that I thought was really cool for trying to be cool? Their song Trying to Be Cool. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you've looked it up yet.
I have not.
Okay, you should, because it's awesome. But that was all one take. But the cool thing was, everything that's happening in that video, you would think would take multiple takes. Like, all these kids are doing crazy things as they go around. It's just like this big warehouse type of place, and like a kid doing tricks, a flip, like all of these things that you would think you'd need to get a few times. One take, that entire video. It's awesome.
Man, it's kind of like how Birdman, the movie Birdman, was done. Where he, I mean, obviously he went through and staged everything, but when it came time to film, this scene, one take.
Right, totally.
And if something F's up, oh well, we're not going back. I ain't got time for that. We practice, we rehearse.
Yeah.
Do it right, or your F-up's in there, and I will point it out.
And I think I think Trying to Be Cool from Phoenix is one of their best songs, if not my favorite.
My bad, real quick, I wanted to let you know, too. Al randomly texted me over the weekend. You're talking about Metallica. And he somehow, you know how he gets every now and then, he gets restless and goes to a storage unit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Digs out of nowhere a original test printing of Metallica's Ride the Lightning. And then felt the need to brag about it for 2 to 3 hours.
That guy's got so much cool stuff, so many stories, and all of us, I'm like... I've heard a lot of them, too, but sometimes he's just got a nugget here. And it's like, oh, yeah, I have this, too. What?
First thing out of my mouth was like, do you realize how much money that's probably worth?
How fast did you run after you grabbed it?
Man, like a test printing. That's rare. Those don't exist too often.
Hardwired 2 Self-Destruct will be released on November 18th. Former NWA manager Jerry Heller died on Friday. He was 75. He was involved in a car accident shortly before his death. TMZ says Jerry had some kind of medical emergency, and that probably caused the crash.
Straight out of Compton.
It's unclear if he died from the medical emergency, the collision, or both. Billboard says it was a heart attack. Suge's still locked up, right?
It's word on the street.
He's the guy Paul Giamatti played, if you don't know, in Straight Outta Compton, but Heller wasn't happy with how he came across on screen, so he still had a $110 million lawsuit against the producers at the time of his death. Suspicious.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he was old.
$110 million.
That's 110 million reasons, but I'm going to go with old age. I saw some people on the internet was like, Straight Outta Compton did this to him. Like, really?
Speculation begins. Really? I thought I was just making that up.
The internet's tripping sometimes.
I love it. Let's see here. Oh, check this out. Fellow music artists step forward in support of the Blurred Lines appeal. A number of musicians have come out in support of Pharrell and Robin Thicke's appeal to the Blurred Lines copyright case. We talked about this before when Marvin Gaye's family won the case or the lawsuit. Tool, Rivers Cuomo, R. Kelly, Danger Mouse, and members of Earth, Wind, and Fire are among the 212 musicians who have signed this brief. We got John Oates, Linkin Park, Fall Out Boys, Patrick Stump. Let's see, Tears for Fears, Kurt Smith, Juicy J, The Go-Go's, Frank Ocean, collaborator Melee, and Jennifer Hudson, just to name a few. The brief, and here are the clips if you guys don't remember. This first one is the Marvin Gaye song. It's called Gotta Give It Up. Hey. All right, so here's a Blurred Lines.
Everybody get up. Everybody get up.
What do you think?
I still think same thing I did when you first brought this up, and that is, it is impossible to not accidentally. This, to me, seems to be a little bit more apparent that it was influenced, but it's just, in today's day and age, it's too hard not to make anything original anymore.
It's very, very similar.
And I have a feeling that's why a lot of these people signed on to this defense, if you will. Like, it's just how people create me. Man, osmosis. You just soak it in. It's not like you're out there maliciously trying to find a way to take something somebody else created and make a buck off of it.
The brief that they all signed, the 212 musicians there who are backing them up, the brief notes that Blurred Lines and Marvin Gaye's Gotta Give It Up have completely different melodies and song structures and do not share any lyrics or a sequence of even two chords
except
played
the,
in this.
Hey, hey, hey.
No, I did that.
I was making a joke.
No, I did that. I know. I'm really good. I did that. Just to be clear, I was the one singing the whole time. Just kidding.
Oh, the amounts of hugs that you need.
I love hugs. A sequence of even two chords played in the same order and for the same duration. It goes on to warn the potential repercussions the verdict would have on future artists and musicians. The appeal comes after Gaye's family was initially awarded $5.3 million in damages and 50% of royalties from Blurred Lines.
Yeah, man.
So here comes
a lot of coin.
Yeah, here comes the appeal. And let's do that. Let's try for another AWOL qualifier. What do you? Oh, wait. Lastly, Beyonce is on vocal rest, and I was wondering if Rihanna got the memo. So let's do the AWOL clip. You want
before
to do that?
Before we do that real quick, also got to take a quick second to let everybody know, 2 hours with Matt Pinfield. You can catch it here Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight. Matt Pinfield's got a new book out today. It's called All These Things. It's out now. It's sort of a memoir of his life in the radio industry, the VJ and stuff he did with MTV.
Oh, yeah.
It's worth a read, man. Check
okay,
that out.
Cool. All right. Here's the AWOL clip you have to name to get qualified for this awesome trip. Here we go. So easy.
684-0979. If you think you could name that tune, give us a call. We got a couple of people lining up. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
NRQ, who's this?
This is Joel.
What's going on, Joel? You got a guess for us or you need the clip?
No, I know what the song is.
Well, tell us, Joel. Tell us.
It's People.
Joel, congratulations,
sir. Are you sure, Joel? Let me check. Yep, that is right.
Congratulations, man. You got their new album, Run, and you're in the running for the grand prize, which is the two tickets to the show and the opportunity to meet and greet AWOL Nation. Plus, you get to potentially bring them out on stage dressed as a spaceman.
Sick.
We'll
it
take
is,
that as a...
It is sick. That's
pretty
right,
sick.
Joel.
We'll take that.
That's correct as well. Hold on.
Like the sound of what just came out your mouth.
Yep, we like it. Big fan.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Filled with tons of music, news, sports, celebrities, sleaze, music news, and more. Yep, including these disasters with names. It's Rock and Emma in the morning.
Who else do you think it was?
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Coming up, we still got your last check on news and sports. Also, we got the final countdown. But right now, we got ourselves a dumbass of the day.
If you've ever hit a cop car while you were driving drunk, wore an incriminating t-shirt while committing a crime, been seriously injured while trying to take a super sweet selfie that doesn't seem all that super sweet now, smuggled some form of contraband in nature's wallet, taken your drug stash to the cops for inspection, or you just happen to be a criminal from Florida, then you might be the dumbass of the day.
Well, this dumbass proves you don't have to be in your 20s to do dumbass things on Facebook because idiocy, no age limit.
No, especially, well, it seems like older people have more of a rough time online because they don't really get it. You know what I mean?
They just want their jitterbug.
The whole tagging people. They're like, how did you find out about it? It's everywhere, Mom. Everywhere.
A 42-year-old guy named Mac Yearwood from Stuart, Florida, has been wanted since last October for violating his probation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the cops posted a fake wanted poster for him on their Facebook page.
Okay.
Well, he saw their post, and apparently he liked it so much that he went, took the time to download it, and then make it his own profile picture.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he did that back in March.
What's his name again?
Mac Yearwood.
Mac Yearwood just changed his profile picture. Wait a second, that guy looks familiar.
The cops suspected him on another battery charge last week.
Didn't we take that, guys?
So they started researching him to see if they could try to track him down. And that's when they were like, you know what? Let's check Facebook. See if he's out there.
He liked it. He clicked a like, but he waited for the love button to come up.
Well, thanks to his profile photo, they knew which profile was definitely his. Apparently, there's multiple Mac Earwoods.
Be the one that they took, I guess. Wow, he really narrowed it down for them.
They used that info to figure out where he was staying, and he was arrested on Tuesday. So they check Facebook last Monday, and then by Tuesday, he's arrested. Why didn't they just go to Facebook months ago?
Sergeant, social media strikes again.
That it does.
I've been foiled.
I would have got away with it, too, if it wasn't for you.
Pesky internet.
Yes, the pesky internet, indeed.
Oh, man.
Ruins everything.
That happens all the time, too. I love it.
And it's not even like a great picture. Why he was like, you know what? This is the one. This is my profile picture.
I'm going to
feel good about this.
I want to save this forever. Is it in front of you right now?
No. Oh, I could probably pull it up, but it'll take me like a minute. Nothing to see here.
Really? Nothing to see here.
I mean, just a dumbass am.
Look on his face like, I just learned how to use Facebook.
I mean, that's kind of the look apparently on his face he had was, I'm you know so what, confused. I just found out how the internet works.
Still, you know, it's the darndest thing, guys. Apparently, when you post yourself up there, they'll find you.
It's Rock and Emma in the morning.
Don't worry, the name calling is normal. It just means that they're, you know, having fun.
You wanted this, right? You wanted the real deal? That's what this is. Wake up, you're in the middle of it.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Broken car windows in the Eugene neighborhood has some victims warning others to be cautious, Em.
Okay.
At around 1:30 Sunday afternoon, police responded to calls of multiple broken car windows at the Westmoreland Apartments in Eugene.
How annoying. I hate random vandalism. It's so, well, I mean, I'm not a big fan of vandalism.
I was about to
general,
say, so vandalism, but as long as it's got a purpose, but random.
Well, I mean,
am I right?
Some of that graffiti is pretty artsy, I will say. But yeah, just the keying cars and the breaking windows. Oh, that makes me so mad.
An officer on scene says there were a total of 6 broken car windows in the apartment complex, and they're still trying to contact 2 of the victims and connect all 6 of the cars. One man that KEZI talked to says he didn't have anything of value stolen, but it's a good lesson for others. Make sure you take anything, the slightest bit of value, out of your car.
Yeah.
If you know anything about the broken windows, you are urged to contact EPD. And there's a grandma out there who secretly loves what happened here. A 5-year-old and a 3-year-old from Federal Way, Washington, stole their parents' SUV last week. They grabbed the keys while their mom and dad were sleeping and actually managed to start the car and drive it down the road.
How old?
3 and 5.
Oh, man.
Their adventure ended at the end of the block when they T-boned another car.
Oh, man.
Thankfully, nobody was hurt.
That's scary.
Some neighbors ran outside when they heard the crash and asked the kids what they were doing driving the car. And one of them said, quote, "I want to go to my grandma's house. Can I live?"
Oh, that's sweet.
I added, "Can I live?"
Yeah. End quote. No, yeah. I choose to believe they said that. Was the little one underneath pushing the pedals and then the other one?
It does not say how they managed to do it, but, and there's no word yet either on if the parents might be facing charges.
Maybe put your keys away.
I mean, just saying.
Just like hang
least
up.
At least, yeah, out of the reach of a 3 and 5. That was part of the problem this weekend, trying to like keep everything away from my nephew. He's at the age where he's grabbing on it. So, like, my cigarettes, I had to keep them in, like, a drawer in a cabinet up somewhere.
That's when you
start. Like, we couldn't have any drinks on the coffee tables or anything because
baby-proofing the place.
Yeah, man.
God, that
everything's fun to grab onto.
That little boy is so cute. Oh, I
cute
love
little
him.
Kid, man. Mm-hmm. You ready for some sports? Got some football randoms to talk about.
Oh, randoms?
Yeah.
Randoms.
So, apparently, every NFL helmet has the same 2 decals on the back. You got the American flag and an NFL logo.
Mm-hmm.
Someone noticed that Tom Brady's helmet did not have the NFL logo during the Patriots' last 2 preseason games. Most notably Game 4, where Tom played a whole hell of a lot. So was it some form of silent protest because he's been suspended for the first 4 games of the season? And if that is the case, he's not admitting to it. Supposedly, he didn't realize.
Hold on,
right?
He's not admitting to it.
Kind of shocker.
Right here, shocked face.
He didn't realize, allegedly, that the logo was even missing. And it's just a strange coincidence that everybody else in the locker room has their 2 decals, but not Tom Brady.
Did he text about it and then say, "That's weird, I don't understand text"?
There's this one crazy website that's got an awesome theory. Brady missed the 2nd preseason game because he sliced his thumb with scissors, allegedly.
Yeah.
Now, is it possible that Mr. Tom Brady was using those scissors to remove the decal, the NFL decal, from his helmet.
I don't know, but he...
I like that theory.
He does need safety scissors.
To be fair, it could have been for his Gretchen Carlson haircut or whatever it is. Well, Megyn Kelly.
He was saying he was saying something about a broken cleat and fixing it, and it seems like it was a struggle. I think the ball guy used to do that for him. Mm. Maybe that was it.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Shots fired.
He's not used to that.
There is a strong chance Johnny Manziel will never play in the NFL again, and miraculously, it seems like that message might be getting through to him because word has it, he officially begins college at Texas A&M this week. He's going back to school.
Well, that's good.
He's a senior now, working on completing his degree in recreation, parks, and tourism sciences.
Does he think they're going to let him play?
He's not back on campus, though. He's just taking online classes from L.A., and he's still partying because it's Johnny Manzo.
Yeah, well, and he's plus having class online.
I mean, to be clear, Em, it's not partying if your major is recreation, parks, and tourism sciences.
And when someone else does your homework for you.
The Atlanta Braves, Em, are reportedly going to be pulling the trigger on signing Tim Tebow.
Really?
As an actual ball player.
The Braves, huh?
Yeah, but not for the majors. They're going to start him out in the minor league. Now, ESPN says five teams have talked to him since his workout last week, and it looks like the Braves are the most likely of the teams to pick up Tim Tebow.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That is crazy.
And last but not least, former New York Giants star LT Lawrence Taylor, in trouble yet again, was arrested for DUI in Florida on Friday. The vehicle he was driving switched lanes, hit a motorhome, and swiped a cop car.
Oh, my God.
All on the freeway.
Oh, my God.
When the officers asked him if he had anything to drink, his words were, quote, apparently too much. LT, with the honesty.
Not just a yes or just a two beers. It's apparently too much, guys.
I mean,
am I right? Check out your car.
You're listening to Rock and Emma. We'd say thanks for tuning in, but we assume that you're not listening on purpose.
Well, this is awkward.
It's Rock and Emma in the Morning on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ. KNRQ.
Hey, y'all.
What's up?
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Pretty good. How was your weekend?
My weekend was busy, actually. It was it was a lot of work stuff here. But
yep.
I love this time of year, man. It's great. I mean, Oregon Duck football. Rock was out there with the Army. It was a gorgeous day for a game on Saturday.
Yeah.
Couldn't ask for a better day. It was amazing out there. And, of course, the Ducks won, so that was good.
When was the last time, you think, it was like 70 degrees at kickoff for the Ducks home opener?
Last season. Last season was the same way, too, yeah.
Man,
yeah,
it was awesome out there.
We get lucky
otherwise.
With the weather,
yeah, the early games are usually pretty damn nice.
Yeah,
you can get sunburned pretty
some
easily.
Some of them get real hot.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just a great time of year for me. I mean, we're sort of on that cusp of the seasons changing.
Mm-hmm.
Love
mm-hmm.
that stuff. I mean, you see it's raining. I mean, big weekend for me. The pumpkin spice meth came out over in Springfield.
Oh, nice. Seasonal.
Love PSM.
You know, it's just, you know, it's a beautiful time of year.
And how was that? Did you try it yet?
I went over to Spiders.
Oh, Spiders.
Uh-huh. The coffee shop that he has over there.
Airports.
You know?
Yeah. Right.
You know what
the
I mean?
Love
shop.
A good cup
Spiders
of
coffee shop.
Get you up and moving.
I'll take that pumpkin spice meth, Spider.
That's called a number three. Stop yelling that.
So, yeah, you know, it was a great weekend. I did some cleanup, you know, rearranging.
Well, that's what happens after you do pumpkin spice mess.
You take apart your toaster, clean stuff up. I went through some boxes of stuff and found an old Metallica album that I was telling Rock over the weekend.
I heard about that.
I found a Metallica test pressing of Ride the Lightning in a box of stuff that I had. And, you know, a buddy of mine automatically just went right into my Facebook and said, hey, dude, that's worth like $400.
That's what I was saying. My first response was like, damn, that's probably worth a lot of money.
So, you know, I put that right back in the box.
You have a lot of treasures that you seem to stumble upon sometimes.
I know, right?
You're like, oh, yeah, I forgot about this epic story and something I did that was awesome.
I've lived a full and fun life.
Yeah.
But so that's what I did over the weekend. You guys, I mean, Rock, you traveled to Washington, right?
I did.
And
went to the Gateway Tap House Friday night,
yeah,
as you know.
I came out there.
I do.
Yeah, I hung out with my new ex-wives.
I heard.
Felicia.
Soon-to-be ex-wives.
House God, man.
Nice.
Felicia and
Bye,
Esther.
Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Look, man. But it was an interesting time to spend with House God on a Friday night.
Well, I came to hang out with you, man.
I was not anticipating.
I
was
trying
out
to support
nowhere.
The team.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It was good.
Come on, man.
Look, it was encouraging.
Can he live?
He can. It's encouraged.
I came out. I hung out. Said hi to some of the folks. It was good, man.
Hooked some people up with duck tickets. But then, yes, I after the tailgate festivities at Austin, went and drove up to Washington, had a good time out there, came back yesterday morning, and smart enough to avoid their trap.
Did you now? So you slowed down over your...
No. I kept it going, but dude. I was in the far right lane. Come get me.
Oh, is that what you did?
Yeah. I rolled down the window and yelled it too. Come get me.
I don't know why they pulled you over the first time.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
It's weird.
So, you know...
come and get me.
I'm glad you avoided the rock speed trap that they set up just for you.
It is. It's everywhere.
Oh, good for you. Em?
I had the best weekend ever.
Yeah,
and including the best Saturday night of my life so far.
Wow.
Yeah, it was awesome. My buddy got married, like I said, and we go way, way back. And so some of my OGs, brothers from like first grade, all sorts of middle or
and this was all down in Grass Pants?
Yeah. And then he got married out at this really cool park way out in the middle of the country. And so he had the RV for his brother and him and Thompson to stay in the night before. So I went out there, partied with them, built a campfire. It was awesome. We laughed so hard. We haven't all been together since we were little. So.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was awesome. And then after the wedding, I ended up DJing the wedding.
You ended up. Go figure.
Well, it was weird. I mean, one thing led to another.
Did somebody leave that window open? And is that what happened?
Well, yeah, I mean, my buddy Jacob had all the faith in the world in me and told his now wife that I would handle it because they were trying to figure out where they could cut costs. And he goes, Em can do that. But when he talked to me, he was like, can you do the interludes? Like, hey, we're going to cut the cake now.
Right.
And I get there and he's like, so can you play the song that we're going to walk out to and then fade it out and then have her walk in and then fade that out and then we're going to play this for out? And I was like, Jacob, you got 10 minutes before you're lining up. So I had to find his songs and like not mess it up.
Luckily, how'd that go?
Luckily, I did not mess it up. We had a blast.
I've DJed weddings before too. They're fun. I don't really do that anymore.
Well, but to be fair, when you DJ a wedding, it's more like, all right, candy canes on the stage. Gentlemen, hit the rack. Here comes Mercedes in with cream.
Yeah, it wasn't that kind of wedding. Yeah,
it was different. Wedding for
it's
sure.
A little the same.
A little different format, you're right.
It's a little the same.
A little.
And I drove back, actually, after the wedding, which was at like 10:30 or 11. I left at night.
Right.
And drove all the way back with my two hoods over my head.
Isn't it like a 3-hour drive?
It's 2 hours.
Okay.
But somebody else had pumpkin spice meth.
There you go, right? Yeah. They had that in Grants Pass, too, the pumpkin spice meth. Does Spider have a shop down there?
It's a whole, yeah, he's got like...
I didn't know Spider's branching out.
It's a franchise now.
Good for him, man. Right? Yeah,
I gotta go
see my boy, Spider.
I don't have a top on my vehicle, so it was very cold and windy. I couldn't wait to get home night.
Why did you drive? Why didn't you just stay by the fire where it was all nice and warm?
Well, because it eventually was going to run out and...
You didn't have a place to stay?
Well, I mean, I could have crashed there, like in one of my buddy's tents.
There was no drunk bridesgrooms.
Bridesgrooms.
That you could have latched onto.
My friends are still... I could have probably crashed in the tent with Joey and then came back. They were trying to get me to stay, but I wanted to just get back.
Yeah.
And I could not wait because it was freezing and I had my hoods. I pulled the strings on my hoodie to where I look like Kenny from South Park and just kept going. I was like, I can do it.
It can't be safe at all.
I can do it. Oh, it was so safe.
It was so
cold.
I can't believe a word
so
you're
cold.
Saying there.
But anyway, it was great.
Good for you. I'm glad you had a good time. Sounds like we all survived. That's awesome.
Man. Mm-hmm.
And then we roll right back in this week with that cool Bastille contest that we got hooked up.
Yeah, talking about that this morning.
Wild World Getaway.
That's a pretty cool deal. Have you been to New York before and been to like the Bowery Room and stuff like that?
I've been to the Bowery Room once.
Absolutely amazing, legendary venue to go see a band at and to be able to go there and see Bastille play live. It's just such an amazing prize. Plus, you get to go record shopping with them.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, whose idea was that?
It wasn't mine. I'd like to take credit for it, but it wasn't mine. But I will tell you that I don't know record stores in New York that often, that much. I used to, but I don't know what's there anymore. I'm sure it's changed since the last time I was there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure that they've got killer spots to go, and if you win the grand prize, you'll be going record shopping with Bastille as well.
Yeah, with the resurgence vinyl has had, I would think New York City would be a great place to go hit up some record stores.
Be booming,
yeah,
right?
Man.
Yeah,
should be a good time.
Go up there to Soho and pick up one of those little shops where they also sell fake Rolexes.
You got to, man.
Go in there and get some used records.
Yeah, that was my first, I was seventh grade the first time we went up to New York City, and literally when the bus let us all off at Times Square, as soon as you get off the bus, there they are with the trench coats. They got the Foleys, the Folexes.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly, I bought what I thought was, because I'm seventh grade, I thought I bought a real Rolex for like $20 yeah. and a pair of Oakleys for $15.
I don't know if seventh grade is a good excuse because it's not like you, safe from being fooled these days.
I went, I remember I went up there to Soho. I was up there and the movie Independence Day had just come out. And I went and bought, it was like out in the theaters that weekend. And I went up to Soho and grabbed a bootleg copy of it from some guy who had a bootleg copy of it. And we're all thinking, oh, man, this is going to be great because it's already on video here. This
coughing in the background before you eat popcorn.
We knew it was a bootleg. And we get back like 4 in the morning after being out at clubs all night. We put it in the VCR. Because it was a VCR back then. And we put it in the VCR, and it is this dude holding the camera in the theater.
Got so heads funny. All in your way. Down in front. Oh, damn it, he can't hear me.
We watched the whole thing, no.
That reminds me of the Seinfeld.
It's funny because it's real. That's what happens.
And the entrepreneurial spirit is gone. It's crazy. It's used to be able to put a new movie out on Thursday. By Thursday night, it's bootlegged.
So it'll be an interesting trip if you get to win that little grand prize for Bastille to go to New York. And, of course, we love bringing you that stuff just so you'll be our friend. Thank you very much.
Appreciate that, man. Friend us. Just love us. What you got coming up on your show?
I have no idea. I got so much stuff to do today. I haven't even thought about the show yet.
Oh, yeah. It's your busy meeting Monday-ish.
It might be Ted Nugent Tuesday.
Okay.
I'm thinking that might be
TNT. Oh, yeah. It's Tuesday.
Nugent Tuesday. Do some TNT.
Not TNT.
I mean, that works because it also is a T-Mobile hookup Tuesday, too.
We'll do Wango Tango. All right. You know, Cat Scratch Fever.
Oh, yeah.
Wang Dang Sweet. Can I say that?
I don't know.
I don't know if I can say it.
Questionable.
Well, you know.
I think you should.
You know, the typical Ted Nugent Tuesday is basically what's coming up. So. Okay.
You're listening to Rock and Emma on the KNRQ Morning Show. Hey, don't worry, the name calling, that's perfectly normal. It just means that they're having fun.
Why are you so sad?
Why is you happy, mother?
Morning. On Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.